Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Small. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foytak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foytak. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball four. Goodman moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jensen for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Small settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Small settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foytak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Button. The throw from House and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brewer takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Brewer moves to second. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small is 0 for 1 in the game. Small hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0 for 1 in the game. Foytak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Button hits a line drive towards short. Keene reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Foytak covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Maxwell reaches third base with a triple. Torgerson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Red Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive to left field. Williams throws towards third. Klaus fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Klaus. Maxwell scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 3 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small is 0 for 2 in the game. Small takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling strikes out. One out. Wayne Bilardi pinch hits for Paul Foytak. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Bunning now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Small settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Small, who is chasing the ball. Goodman reaches third base with a triple. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Consolo now playing second base. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-3 in the game. House hits a line drive towards the mound. Brewer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Vernon hits a line drive towards first. Torgerson catches it and steps on first to double up Stevens. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-4 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-4 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Small is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Billy Heft pinch runs for Bill Tuttle. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-4 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo misplays the ball. That's an error on Consolo. Bowling moves to third. Heft moves to second. Jim Bridewesser pinch runs for Harvey Keane. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Bowling scores. Heft moves to third. Bridewesser moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Tom Hurd now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Maxwell strikes out. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.